In today's gospel, Jesus is showing and telling us that his heart can change, that he is not a force, but he is a real person, and his heart can be changed. We see this in his interaction with the Canaanite woman. See, this woman was not of the Jewish faith. She was a pagan, and yet she knew that the Messiah was coming. She knew that Jesus was the Messiah because she called him Lord, Son of David. She knew the Old Testament from Isaiah, that Jesus was the fulfillment of the Old Covenant. And she recognized that the Messiah, the Savior of the world, was in her midst. And she recognized the power of God, that the power of God could heal her demonic-possessed daughter, that she was possessed with a demon, and she was persistent in her seeking of Jesus. She was so consistent that the disciples became very annoyed with her. They tried to get her out of there. They said, get away from here. She's making a scene. I'm sure she was very, very vocal in her prayers, and everyone was hearing her. And so, because of her great love, her great faith, and her humility, Jesus healed her daughter. And Jesus is the same way with our own prayers. He's asking us to be consistent and persistent in our prayers. Jesus will give us three answers, one of three answers to our prayers. He will either say yes, no, or not yet. And because of this Canaanite woman's persistence, she persisted and initially said no, no, and finally she said, yes, now is the time. And reading and praying over the scriptures from this past week kind of reminded me of part of my seminary journey. I started out at Kenrick Glennon Seminary in St. Louis, and I had to do 2 years of philosophy. You have to have a philosophy degree before you can go on to major seminary and study 4 years of theology. And Kenrick is known as the Rome of the West. It's very academic, and most of the students were half my age. So being an older student had its challenges, because people younger than me, if you can imagine people younger than you a generation, their taste of music, their taste of activities to do for leisure, and movies, etc., is very different than probably your own. And so it had its challenges. And so after my 2 years of philosophy, I asked the bishop if I could go to a seminary for theology for older students. I just thought it would be better to be around men more my age. But the bishop said no. He said no to my prayer and my request. Initially, I was a little saddened by it. But at the same time, I knew this was God's will for my life, that I had to surrender, knowing that God had something better in store for me, that he desired for me to continue and stay at Kenrick for the next 4 years. And sometimes we don't understand why God says no, but when I reflect back, and even during my 4 years there, I saw the blessing of Jesus saying no to me, because I was stretched in ways that I would have not been stretched if I'd gone to school in Wisconsin or Boston. That would have been the two options for an older man. And to be honest with you, my theological training would have been watered down, and I wouldn't have the knowledge or expertise that I gained at Kenrick. But I'm not saying it was an easy journey. It was challenging, and it stretched me. Just like a lot of times when the Lord says no to us, it challenges us, it stretches us, and at times we can be puzzled, not questioning why he isn't answering our prayer. But our Lord is like our Father, and we all have parents because we're all born here. And sometimes our parents say no, and we don't understand why. And it's revealed to us later. And sometimes they say yes, and that sometimes they tell us we need to wait. But we need to remember that the Lord does not lead us where he will not sustain us. And he asks us to have faith, to have great faith like this Canaanite woman, to always trust in him, to always believe in him, and always to put our lives into his care, because he knows what's best for us, and he desires what is best for us. And we need to trust him, and we need to serve him faithfully with a full heart. So let us pray today that we may gain to have greater faith like this Canaanite woman, that we will trust and love the Lord with all our being.